from the start of the scoreline flattered us, Tom, to be honest, because the game was nipping tuck. There was only a couple of points in it. And then we just hit three goals straight after each other, like at the end of the first half. But 25 minutes into that game, it really was tight going. We had a breeze, and we were only leading by a couple of points, and our ma were giving us as good as we were getting. You know, so the ball broke a couple of times, and the boys picked off three goals. And, you know, at that age, three goals is a big scoreline, and it can deflate an opposition very quickly. So it had that impact and that effect on our ma. So essentially, the game was over at that stage. You know, but up until that stage, our ma was definitely well in the game now, you know what I mean? And we were quite anxious, you know, at spells off it, they were giving us much bother, you know.
Yeah, and were you at full strength?
Pretty much full strength, Tom, pretty much. We have, you're still learning about your panel, Tom, so we are. We have, you know, boys that just joined. We've only had our boys together since mid-March. Because of school's football, so we're very much still at the case where we're still learning about every player, and you know, it's possible that there's lads who didn't start last weekend that could start this weekend, or further down the line if we were lucky enough to go further down the line, you know, Tom. So you just, and with minors, it takes them a while to get settled into a group and to find their feet as such, you know, so. Aye, listen, we were fairly full strength at that stage. We're a couple of us out from injury that we feel can make an impact, and they're on the way back now. You just have to see whether the next week might come too quick for them, you know.
And who are they, Martin?
Tom Quinn from Ballaghy and Dara McGurk from Lavi.
Is that Danny's son, Danny, is it?
He's a nephew of Danny's.
Very good.
And Dara McGurk would be, Kieran McGurk would be his father, one of the famous McGurk clan from Lavi, the nephew of Johnny.
Very good, very good. And I see you know, Scullion in there as well, and Ashia Burt. Their names, are they linked to names of the past?
I don't know. Owen's father would have played in the Lavi team, and maybe one would have won the All-Ireland now. You know, so no, there's definitely a bit of pedigree now. We have another few. We have Conor Downey, Henry's son. He's in the panel as well. He came on last weekend, you know, so. That's a pedigree
like that
soon helps
you,
Tom, you know.
Yeah. Well, Donegal, your opponents next time out, Donegal did well as well, so obviously they banged in four goals, so it's going to be a game where the defenders will have to be going to bed early this week.
For sure, Tom, for sure. No, it was a really impressive victory for Donegal now, to be honest, because they played Fermanagh in the last game in the league, and I thought Fermanagh were a dandy side, you know, and I thought they would give Donegal a rattle, but Donegal just totally gassed them aside very, very quickly and totally dominated the game. So it was a really impressive performance, and Donegal beat us in the league at the end of March now, and I know Lipkin, I don't think there's anybody that's done more work than Lipkin, the amount of time he puts in and the amount of homework he does, so he'll know absolutely everything about us, and it's clear to see when you watch that Donegal team, they're very well coached and well set up, so listen, it'll be an intriguing battle. It'll be a good game, hopefully for everyone. You know.
Obviously, you mentioned the long term injuries. Have you everybody else for next week?
Aye, well, we've a few niggles, Tom. You know, but hopefully at this moment in time, nothing too major. Everybody is niggles. The hard ground and whatnot brings its own troubles with regards to training. Pitches are very, very hard at the minute, you know what I mean? But it's not often we complain about that there, so
yeah.
The less said of it, the better the better. You know, but no, everybody's in the same boat.
And tell me, Owen Beggar worth a point or two?
Well, I suppose, it's where our boys, it's a familiar environment to our boys, so if that counts for anything, it should definitely be a help to them, you know?
Yeah.
So, I suppose, in that regard, hopefully.
Yeah, and it's not a winner-take-all. There is a chance if you are to come, whoever does come out on the wrong side of the result.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. It's the winner goes through to the semi-final, and the loser is out the next weekend at the back door again. So, oh, and that's good for lads, so it is, you know, to have that opportunity, because at that age, you know, winner takes all for lads of that age is tight going. There's a lot of pressure on them, you know what I mean, and everybody can have off days as well.
I suppose the prize for winning is that you will have a 2-week break, whereas for the team that loses, they're going to be, you know, have to lick their wounds and get right back on the horse the next week.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing. That's the thing, you know what I mean? And then, obviously, the prospect of picking up niggles and whatnot, you know. And look, having, the prize is huge. Like, if you could get to the semi-final, have your week off, then you could go and watch the rest of the competition as such to see, do a bit of homework on prospective opponents in the semi-final. So, no, I think the prize is a really, really big one, you know. And whilst it's still into the semi-final, but it's, you know, the week off and evaluating the opposition is a big thing.